Hayah, Ashir, Hayah. And remember, it's been several years ago, we went through there because even though it sounds the same, the conjugation of the Hebrew verb there changes from one to the next. Hayah, Ashir, Hayah. Literally, and again, I'm confident in this, I cause what I become. Those are two causative verbs, but one is present and the other one is more future. I cause what I become. And I was talking to my friend and I was saying, you know, how do we describe this? When we just say God, but you think of him and we use the word, because our English kind of fails us here, we use the word being. Like, he is a magnificent being. And that's almost just the best we can do. However, like he told Moses, I exist. Obviously, he can take whatever form he wants. We talked about that last week in the 18th chapter of Genesis, talking about Moses and the three guys. Remember that? Obviously, he can do whatever, but who we're dealing with is existence. Existence. Like, we can use the word being, he is a being. And again, maybe that's sort of the best we can do, but when you really think about it, he is existence. Everything. He was already existing before there was anything. How do you call that a being? When you say a being, you talk about a form, right? Some kind of form. A human being, an alien being. I mean, you got a form, right? Being, he bees. But before there was anything, he already was. He is actually existence. Period. Like, that's it. One word, and you could sit around and meditate on that for years, and there'll probably still be new pictures come into your mind. That's who the Father is. And when we say the Father, most of us, I think, y'all can tell me, most of us think about a father, right? But especially in the Old Testament thought, when they said father, they didn't think about it like that. That would have almost been blasphemous. Remember when Jesus said, my Father and I are one? What happened? Y'all don't really remember, do you? They took up stones to kill him, right? Because he made himself to be the Son of God. And so we just think, because Jesus has talked to us about the Father and told us he is our Father, we think in that Father-Son thing. But you do understand that if they had been thinking that way, they would have no reason to kill him. They would have gone, yes, that's true, right? So when their thought of Father was the idea of the creator of all things, he is our Father because he created us. The angels, when they look at God, when they look at, quote, the Father, they don't think that we are God's offspring. They think he is our creator. That's how that's the Father that they think about. He is the one who created us. But you're not looking at it in terms of lineage, like Jesus actually is the Son of God. God put himself in a body through Mary. Jesus was born, and he is quite literally the Son of God. But the angels are not, quote, sons of God, only in the sense that they were created by God because he is the creator, their creator. See the difference? We can use the same word, but you see different things. Well, this is the kind of thing where Jesus said, I've spoken to you before in figures of speech, but now I'm going to declare to you openly and frankly about the Father. And he has. You understand? He has. He did. And he can, not only did he share these things with them, he also shared it plainly enough and clearly enough where they wrote it down. And this is where, you know, you can talk about Peter, you can talk about John, you can talk about James. But when you talk about Paul, it's a different thing because Paul didn't spend 3.5 years with Jesus, hearing him speak, asking him questions, watching what he did. As Paul said of himself, I'm an apostle, but I'm as one born out of time. Right? He saw Jesus that day on the road to Damascus, and in an instant, his life was completely forever, literally forever, changed. And look at how plainly, how openly Jesus talked with, spoke to, announced, disclosed, revealed the Father and the kingdom to Paul. And Paul wrote all this stuff down for us. So he did what he said. He spoke to them plainly, so plainly that John could turn around and write those several verses at the beginning of the first chapter of John and just blow us away. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, the plan, the purpose, the design of God. He was there in the beginning with God. Word was with God. The Word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. All of that plan, all of the, quote, words God spoke were put in. And we just go,